Okay, who is Raul? I'm the founder at AdMediaService.net. I am an I'm an OPST and OPSA certified from ISACOM, and I push it too much.
Talk.
I talk myself?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the key contributors of the OSDEM, Open Source Security Testing Methodology Manual, OSSTMM, from ISACOM. And I'm as well into OWASP, Italy, Italian chapter, and in TSTF, Telecom Security Task Force. I am the co-manager of the Credigital project, and I'm also the project manager for HPP, Access Profiling project down at ISACOM.
Well, I'm Mayim. Most of you know me because of my strange shirt. I work as a security evangelist for a security company in Italy, in Verona, but mainly security is not only something that permit at the end of the month to pay the rate of my car, but something in which I believe very, very strong. For this reason, I invest all my free time inside some non-profit organization whose common aim is to promote security and to create awareness about problem that technology created to everyone. Obviously, I'm involved in Crystal, Access Profiling Project, and I'm the founder of Recursiva.org. I'm really sorry, but we will be forced to talk about some tools that are not allowed in Germany. I don't think it makes any sense. That is, you can read that link for some more details about it. Who is not have no information about this problem and this, I can say, fucking loud.
I think that. So, in Italy, our stupid politics have not been able yet to do such a bad thing, but I'm sure they will.
They are actually working on it.
Yeah, actually, there have been like 3 months ago, a very smart politician man made a proposal in order to filter whenever you go online and you insert bombs or whatever on the search engines, and they were thinking it was a smart idea. So that's the situation. Okay, let's start.
Talking about what is SCADA, we would start with a little video that will show you that the company is starting taking care about SCADA security, but do it in the wrong way.
Shut it down.
Can't shut it down.
Override it.
Not responding.
Suki, mo neru shikan yo.
Hi.
How secure is your business? EDS security.
So, of course, if a small company such EDS, they decided to produce this very cool advertisement, commercial one, is because SCADA security for sure is where the money will be, but also where the fun is going to be in the next years. So SCADA stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition. In a few words, is that branch of an automated infrastructure that decides what to do on the basis of what is happening. So if a bad thing is going to happen, SCADA should realize that it's going to happen some shit and take some actions. As an example, this is an example of a nice SCADA interface. That's for the pumps, lifts, and whatever. So we monitor all the levels all around, and you can understand when something wrong is going on or is not.
We are talking about nothing new. Industrial automation is something very used since many years. The real problem is about people that is managing this kind of technology, because everyone is still thinking about serial connection or dedicated cable, while all those devices are migrating because of economics, because to produce cheaper devices, to standard with with legacy operating system and connected, for example, to the Ethernet networks and TCP/IP. And obviously, this changed completely the security of the infrastructure. You are no more with a cable that you are sure who is on each side of the cable. And until we are talking about some pumps in your production environment, you can damage production. You can make some customers very sad. But if your pump is something about a golf or something like that, you can erase a little city or something like that. So it's terrible. Think that one of the most used measures to protect SCADA infrastructure is security through obscurity. Think that we know that it don't work. Most material we are presenting you can be easily retrieved on internet, and is particularly scaring because of this.
Yeah, actually, we did some checkings around, and all the times that we say SCADA, and that's why we don't want to analyze only SCADA, but as we stayed there, all the CI, the critical infrastructure adapters, we are talking about plans for power, electricity, nuclear, gas, oil, water, and whatever. And the bad point is that security is not there at all. We are going to show you, we are going to detail you, thank you so much, some incident that happened already, but to give you the idea, the first SCADA incident we are aware about happened in 82. So it's more than 25 years ago, even more. What we have here? Yeah, the parts. Let's say that we don't have enough time, of course, to go into details, but we would be happy at the end for the Q&A to answer you and to go in details. But if we want to have an ugly level view, SCADA infrastructure adapter is composed by HMI, the human machine interface, and we're going to talk about this. The RTU, the remote terminal unit, all the old PLC stuff, and then we have all the communication infrastructure around.
The idea is to explain that we are not talking about a little local network, but something that is geographically distributed and involve a lot of things. Like happened in Enel. Enel is a I think in Italian we pronunciate it Enel. Is the biggest power distributor in Italy, and they have not a customer, but a fornitore.
A vendor
that is providing them these devices.
Hardware, the devices.
And published on their website a case history at this link without saying nothing to Enel. So they have a lot of information disclosed about their network. They are basing their security on security through obscurity, and data are widely available for everyone. When we are talking about SCADA issues, we looked at some slides presented by people that usually talk at events reserved for SCADA persons, and we can find those information. They are really scared because they realize that people is talking about SCADA security. They realize that exists some database password published on the internet. Is terrible. Hackers is taking care about SCADA. They are really scared. The problem is obviously not that people is talking about SCADA.
That's a good thing.
Problem born in a different situation. Often people say is a technological problem, it's a fault of vendor, is the customer that is stupid, incidents happens. Okay, many things altogether. Every incident, every problem have many components behind. For example,
as we stay there,
you can do the opposite. I will present this and you the next.
My friend, yeah.
Shit happens. I love this expression. It happens that a pipeline explodes. The problem is that when it explodes, this is about 1.5 mile. And this is a park where families go to eat and have picnic and play with kids. Some people die during this explosion.
Three people, yeah. Three teenagers, guys.
They had all the technology and all the to provide some for tolerance. They had two computers, they separated networks, two servers, a lot of things. The problem was the software house was working on the database while the pressure was increasing. And so the pipeline exploded, and all the gasoline inside it start burning, and people die. The important thing is in the report that you can find at this link.
By the COB.
They underline that computers can save lives. If computer work in the right way, can save some people. But here, you can read only the official report. In other incidents, there are some more information. Okay. In this case, it was sent to us from a friend that is around here.
Yeah, Emerson. Thanks to Emerson. If he is around, I don't see him. But.
If you read the official report, they say, okay, something exploded, no one died, everything is okay, we will fix everything, no problem at all. It was an incident. Shit happens. We did everything to make it secure, but it didn't work. The problem is when you know someone inside. Oh, this was the report. Okay.
Excuse me.
But if you know someone inside that can explain you what really happened, reality often is really different. And it's not a technological problem. Shit happens. Okay, I know about it. But often it's people that act without thinking. And this is one of the main problems about SCADA. But yes, also technical problem exists.
Yes, but as we said, there's no patch for you human stupidity.
I have a T-shirt with that written on it. Well,
Dan, it may sound crazy for you. We are from IT. We love security, and I'm going to talk you about antivirus, the most stupid thing in the world. In SCADA, they don't use AV. I'm going to explain you why. The antivirus would degrade too much the CPU, and why it is so important on SCADA, because on SCADA they get money for every second, let's say, of activity, so they can't expose to any risk to lose short and small timings. So for example, they don't have any AV. And to give you the idea, do you remember the slammer? It has been a nice toy. It happened, this is from the NIST, it happened that this nuclear power plant, a nuclear power plant, okay, had the safety monitoring system disabled for close to 5 hours because of a worm in 2003. Then,
we know that using patch in IT environment is bad. For example, happened to me some months ago that a new Microsoft patch will made all Windows printer of many computers stop working. Very bad. You are no more able to print invoices and so on. But if the same happen while you are managing a power plant, is something worse. I'm really scared when I read this.
We started to investigate and to ask to some customers around, hey, but how often your vendor, your SCADA suppliers sends you the patch? Every month, every 2 weeks, once a year. And they were angry because this means that one time every year that they have to get credited to stop everything and patch once a year.
I forgot to explain that we are presenting materials, yes, taken from the internet, but also some taken from our everyday job. And the problem is some customers sign a disclosure agreement to publish some information. This customer didn't sign it. So we have to write in this way. So you don't have patch, so you want to know at which risk you are exposed. Let's do pen testing. Let's see what is left behind, what bug are forgotten, what you can do to fix something. So start, for example, with a ping sweep, something very stupid, simple. We are talking about simple, small, cheap devices with small CPU, but still running often operating system that are not legacy in some cases. It's the case of PLC often. That have no, for example, a full IP stack and will react in very strange ways to normal traffic. In this case, nothing happened. But think if someone was near this arm, would have his head cut the off. So not a good idea. So you cannot use antivirus. You cannot use patch. You cannot pen test if you are not really careful. The only solution appears to separate.
Yeah, but again, they should do these kind of things that are so okay to us, that are so clear to us. So we're talking about VLAN, we're talking about DMZ, and so on. But again, they don't do it. They can't do it, or it's so hard for them to do it. And we decide also, my and me, to bring you, to show you some interview that we have been able to do both with the end users and the vendors as well, because they need to explain us why it is so hard for them to apply this the standard approach.
Before the interview, the real problem here is, as I said before, people, they are still thinking about serial cables. Arrive, the technician asks you for an IP address for the PLC, and they give them a normal IP address of the network, so you can find PLC connected on the same network of secretaries, PC, and so on. So think about a virus that is blocking your network, will block everything.
Also the SCADA area.
Obviously, vendors will say, what? It's a customer fault. No, I'm joking.
Audio.
Allora, molto spesso troviamo delle forti resistenze da parte dei clienti. Trovano che attrezzarsi per garantire la sicurezza dell'infrastruttura sia una complicanza eccessiva. Allora, se poi si rende necessario anche un adeguamento della topologia di tutta la rete, i requisiti sembrano davvero problemi insormontabili.
So, obviously the vendors say it's a customer fault. They are not providing enough budget to protect the networks. But often, if you look at their products, you find a lot of problems. You are thinking insecure by default, reading those characteristics. But it's the same I was talking before. You can use data encryption, but using data encryption will mean having a more
slow powerful, down the performances.
More powerful CPU, and so no more cheaper product, and your another vendor will sell instead of you. So this is the standard. No authentication. It makes me laugh. We are thinking about you are typing three times your password in a wrong manner, and your account will be blocked. Think about the nuclear plant is exploding. Do you remember your password? Because my account is locked. So obviously you cannot use authentication in that situation, and so you have to care about physical security. You have an unlocked terminal, but you must be sure that no one that is not authorized will come in front of the terminal. Another video about how to interact with the industrial automation devices. I cut some parts to make it short.
Please understand that this information is extremely sensitive and could be dangerous in the wrong hands. Be discerning when sharing this information with others. The first thing we need is a scanner program. Most hackers would probably use a program called Nmap, but today I'm going to use a program called SuperScan because it runs on Windows and is clearer to see on a video. Here's my SuperScan program. I'm going to start off by entering a range
cool
of
one.
Here,
I wish Theodore was here.
Scan, and then hitting the start button here. And you can see here the computer is being scanned by the program, and the program is attempting to discover what applications are running on it. It's now completed, and we can now look by scrolling down. There are a number of programs available, a number of computers with a number of programs. Of interest are the ones with the little squares beside them. Number 225, 230, and 238. This first computer we see in the list is running HTTP, the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, and it's probably some sort of web server. But the 230 is running some protocol called Modbus, probably one that the hacker wouldn't know. What is that, he wonders. And what does he do next? Well, he has to find out about the
when
Modbus protocol.
Hackers, he wants to say terrorists.
Some of those keywords like Modbus, TCP, port 502, and specification. And search for those.
In German, because it's unlawful, because you can
and
find
right off
some
the bat,
information.
What does he discover?
Okay.
The open Modbus TCP specification. He can now go in and have a look at this and discover how the protocol works and how he might be able to attack it. Here he has the whole open Modbus TCP specification in front of him, and he can scan down through it and quickly discover a series of function calls and commands that will allow him to do things like read and write to the PLC. Say, for example, that he finds force multiple coils an interesting command that he'd like to start with. We can go and have a quick look at that. Here's the force multiple coils command with a complete layout of what a message should look like if you want to force coils in a PLC. At the bottom is an example on how to write three coils in a Monocon 984. Below that is the hex code you'd actually need to enter into a message you want to send to the PLC. He can take a sample of this particular command, copy it, and using a hex editor, for example, one here, he could build a file like this one based on what he just learned in the specification. In this case, we'll call this command relay off, and we'll also create a second one called relay on. The hacker would use netcat, which you can see here, along with the attack address of the device we want to attack, port 502, and the string in the file we just created a few minutes ago, relay off, to be able to control the light. He could also use the string relay on to be able to turn the light back on. Clearly, this doesn't take a lot of skill. This is a very, very basic attack that requires a very simple tool, netcat, and a basic lookup of the Modbus protocol.
Okay, before we continue, we have a cool question for you. Have you been able to recognize the guy over there, the very stupid one? Because me and Mayim, it's 2 years that we think that he is the son of the actor from Back to the Future. He's the same guy, I think, after years and years. But. Okay, let's continue. No, well, we decided to show you this video clip, even if we know that it's very lame, the way he attacks and whatever, just to show you that it was impossible 20, 15, even 10 years ago to find so much documentation all around about SCADA, because as we said at the beginning, it was really security through obscurity. Today, as the cool guy showed to us, it's really so easy to be able to do some tricks.
Okay, we said that vendors are saying it's a customer fault. In your opinion, what customers will say? Oh, let me think.
Here we don't have the DA, so we change that.
Che abbiamo implementato per il monitoraggio di alcune cabine di distribuzione dell'alta tensione è stata un'impresa titanica. Nessuno dei parametri era personalizzabile o modificabile. Abbiamo dovuto creare una nuova rete esclusivamente per quegli apparati, con quel che ne consegue in termini di firewall, switch, VLAN e connettività. Ora ci preoccupiamo sempre di richiedere che le soluzioni proposte possano essere integrate nella nostra infrastruttura di controllo e gestione.
So the customer is saying they forced me to divide into multiple networks, the fucking vendor. It's a security measure. Okay, maybe the product was not the best on the market, was not perfect. Okay, but often on customer networks you can find some problems that are quite common. So all networks are all together, but from every point of view, voice, data, SCADA, web servers published on the internet, everything on the same network. And why consultants have to work to connect to your network? You must give them a simple access. Why changing default configuration? They are working.
It's so nice. It's not a default. It's nice. They are so working. Lovely.
So it's true. We are talking about small, stupid devices, but they have a little of configuration too. So please take a backup of it, because when that device will broke, you will be able to have everything working again in a very small time. And thank you for your disaster recovery plan into your cassaforte?
Safe.
Into your safe block that you never taste, because testing it costs money. So
and they paid a bunch of money for that. Yeah. It's ISO certified and whatever, but they've never tried if it works or not.
So the problem is, you know, when the problem will occur, no one knows if it will work or not. But
then we have the people. People again is a insecure thing. And we are going to explain you why. In the past, this was kind of a SCADA console, okay? We are in the 70s, 80s, or whatever, 80s, I think, yeah. So the SCADA operator, the nuclear plant was used to stay in this room, on this desk, and to manage all the stuff. Today, we moved...
This was a training station, you know?
For the trains, yeah, that was for the trains.
Specific button, over specific lever.
Over there. Or a subway, maybe, yeah. As well. A subway. Well, today, they moved to this stuff, to this thing. So, can you imagine the same operator, C60 years old man, that today, he has to realize and understand what to touch and to move in order to do what?
And obviously, no one teach them nothing. So, you understand that computer that you have here is so similar to the computer you have at home.
That you have at home. And so, again, we don't have...
Huh? Yeah. Huh? And so?
That's why we were telling you about human bugs, and we are telling about the PC that is so similar, maybe it's the same that you have at your apartment. And again, we don't have an NDA here, but this is so funny, so we had to put this. Again, the same CSO of the same company that didn't allow us to explain, to give any details, this has been a SCADA incident. Explain that one day, everything was down. So the emergency team, they started to run over there and see what the hell was going on. And they found the idiot over there watching a movie on a DVD. So, of course, the CPU was down and everything was unresponsive. And then, Ale, are you going to talk us about ergonomics?
Yeah. I will talk about one.
This is also so nice.
One of my preferred books. You can find some excerpts of it on Google Books. This man is very famous and very old. He takes care about ergonomic in technology since a lot of years. He was saying in the 70s, when I give a command to my computer, I need something, a feedback to know that my computer is processing my command. Think about your ball on your Macintosh or your Clessidra on your window.
That's definitely
okay. Now, and between all the things he takes care about, he also takes care about critical infrastructure. This is a nuclear plant console where there were two leaves completely equal, same color, same shape, same position, two completely different functions. So people working there realized they were, maybe they will use the wrong leaf. It's very simple. So they changed the leaf with beer leaf not to be in fault when touching them. And his book is very cool also because he's talking about human errors. The power plant exploded because of a human error. The operator didn't realize that when he pushed the button to open the valve to put water on something that was very hot, it was not working because he didn't notice the lead that was saying the system is faulty, the system is faulty. Then he started looking at the case, studying on it. Well, where was the lead? This is the button. The lead is behind the person that was pressing the button. This is not a person.
A human mistake.
A human mistake, exactly. But was a design mistake. Obviously, we are talking about things that happens, but often people want some things that happen. This person thought they fired me without any reason, so I need some...
A revenge.
And so he thought this was a good revenge. The real problem, he was not more working there, and he had still
access.
Wireless credentials, still active, still working, and he was able to introduce and make this. Very impressive is this book.
Yeah, we have found this nice book that we suggest to you, At the Abyss. And the author, he has been a nice guy helping Mr. Erdogan in the years. And when he retired, he decided to write this book and to explain some obscure stuff. So we discovered that back in the 80s, the US was selling SCADA software back to Russia, and they intentionally inserted some mistakes in the code. So it happened one time was here. A 3 kiloton explosion intentionally caused by the U.S. in Siberia done in 82. And as far as we know, this has been the biggest explosion from military.
Non-nuclear. Non-nuclear.
Being able to be seen from the sky, the moon.
We are very late, so I think we should run. Run, newspapers are full of articles talking about fucking hackers that are doing worse things. Here, some people was able through a Trojan, some sent by email, some bring by an insider to take control of Gazprom and ask for some money to release this property. So email and gas is not in the same phrase from my point of view. But we also want to point something about other incidents that happened. This has nothing to do with hacking.
Nor this.
But this means that also physical security is real important, and you have to take care about this. Often, when we talk at some events, someone refers at us like terrorists because we give a lot of terrible information. Don't panic, please. There is no problem. Everything can be fixed. Even if...
But, actually, we are not here to tell you fake things. When we are talking today about SCADA security, it's like when we were observing the IT security 10 years ago, 5 years ago or so. They are like in the past. So all the things that, as we explained at the beginning, are so clear and easy for us and our standards, these things are so new for the SCADA environments.
technical security working group is working with the Homeland Security in USA about security in critical infrastructures.
Yeah, and they admit that whenever, all the time that we talk about SCADA security and national security infrastructures is from 5 to 10 years ago, the level of security they have.
Have we a road to follow to fix something? Yes, exists a lot of suggestions to implement security.
So we have these standards, and there are a lot. And a very good ones could be here, the NIST, this is a VA methodology specific for this industry area, and so on. But again, we have an issue. And the issue is that all the times that we talk about IT, we must care about in this order. It must be confidential, integrity, and available. On SCADA, what do you think? It's the opposite. The info must be available at the first time, then integral, and then only at the end, it must be also confidential if you still have the time to think about it.
Okay, we understand we have a problem. Then what we can do? We are friends. We already work together since some years about common things, and we ask ourselves what can we do to make something better in this situation.
A better world.
And an idea, a project working only on this, made on people that is working on this kind of problems, have experience on it, want to share his experience, and want to help in create some methodology. In methodology, in articles, in best practices, and so on. Those are the objectives of the working group. The idea we had, having people talking with people about this problem. Misinformation is the first problem. If we talk about it, a lot of problems will start having a solution. Exchanging experience, this is a very closed, a very reserved market.
They don't talk each other and they don't want to explain their troubles outside. So it has been very hard for us to try to force them, to ask them to join with us and explain to us their experiences and so on.
And also our aim was to not take care about market study that say that everything is secure, but talking with people, talking with companies, test companies and see what is the real security level. Obviously to write articles or to give lectures like here, but the problem is we don't want to say you have to divide in multiple VLANs. It's boring. People maybe already know it, but they don't do it. We want to create case history to say, hey, the other vendor is acting in this way. If you don't do in that way, you are commercial worst. You don't have enough power on the market. So please act in a more secure way and use it as a commercial argument to sell your product. The result will be more people selling more secure products if more people is working on it. Obviously, as we said before, also because Raul is really involved in the ISACOM and OSS STM, we plan to release a methodology to pen test these devices under free documentation license, so everyone can use it and also improve it.
Exactly.
I don't remember the name.
Who we are?
Oh, present you.
No, wow. This is only to show
people
you. People in the team. Go back. Too much. Okay, so this is the core team, and we are going to explain you why. But for example, Mrs. Lisa Bortolanich is over there.
No. Don't say who he is. One grappa for free for who will be able to identify Elisa.
But the funny thing is that Elisa, she's not an hacker, she's not an exe, she's not a whatever. She studied psycho. psychologist, and you may ask yourself, why do we have two hackers? Well, it's okay. And others to arrange guys all together. Because we think, as we are explaining you, that to really take care about SCADA security, we must not only have a technical approach. And a technical approach would be to analyze, to pen test, and to hardening, maybe. But also, from another view, so are we able to measure the SCADA security? Are we able to educate? Are we able to analyze if the ergonomics in an HMI is correct or not, is good or not?
One of the aim is also to, for example, instruct companies on how to create an emergency team in their internal infrastructure. For example, the NIST, NIST, is giving precise indication on how a team must be composed, for example, from a manager that is able to get budget for problem, a technician, IT technician that know about Ethernet networks, a SCADA technician that know about PLC, because often two worlds are completely different, and have a team that is able to afford any problem. So we want not only to take care, as we said, about technical, but also organization. We involved a lot of organization on it. For example, AIPSI, it's the Italian chapter of the international organization ISSA that take care about security. All members are security professionals, and so on, UNICRI. But
from the UN, is an agency of the UN that takes care about climate justice all over the world.
And obviously our companies, because of our time, our
weekends and the evenings and all the time that we spend.
Yeah, you know.
So until now, we've been able to write a paper for CLOSIT, that's the Italian Computer Security Association. We're talking about 120 pages or whatever about SCADA security. We've been all around in Italy, Europe, Asia as well, Hack in the Box. In Malaysia and KL, Kuala Lumpur, to talk about the SCADA. We love so much to go in universities and explain to the students about SCADA security, because we do think that there will be the tomorrow for all of us.
In Italy exists a lot of universities that have a specific course about industrial automation, but this course have no security at all.
At all. They don't cover the IT security topic at all, and they think it's the same kind all over. But the most good thing that we've been able to do with Credit Estal is that we have a public case that we are authorized to show you and to go into the details. This happened because we asked to all the companies that for free they want to join our search to authorize us. So these are the ones that authorize us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The others means more than 80. Okay? So they only a few authorized us.
If your company want to join the project, you are welcome. Please,
it's okay.
Come there, drink a grappa with us, and talk about
it's
it.
Okay.
Let's show the video.
Oh, we are proud of the thing we are going to show you now. It's very, very neat. Let's go.
Marco Vivaldi,
searcher.
Those are the companies joining the project.
They produce everything from early liquid to shoes to whatever.
And choose one.
We choose one.
Love a special effect.
We wear kiddos.
Also, too is important.
We don't only love IT.
video was made for hacking the box, so we choose to make these strings for the XSS. Well, two words about the case history. Why Sovema between among all customers? Sovema is they create machines to build batteries of for cars. They are the largest vendor of this in the world. And think about a device to create a machine, a car's battery. Four floor full of acid and people inside. So very bad, because if acid come out, people will die. If acid came out, pollution, explosions, very bad. So they really take care about security, and this was their way of working. They was working with the devices they were able and used to use, they found on the market. Then some customers start asking for no more serial profi bus or so on connection, but for Ethernet solutions. So they had a problem. How can we afford this problem and giving the same security we always gave about this, the same checks? They
have been able to meet us.
Yeah, they asked us, please help us in creating a secure solution. They bought many devices. They bought. They make some internal tests. They found the product they thought was the correct one, and create a new infrastructure for those customers, and obviously to develop a new product to sell them. So they still have their internal test, the old internal test bed. They create a new one, Ethernet based, with all was needed. Obviously, we don't have a four floors machine attached to our test bed, but we had something that was able to give us a visual alert about what was happening. If we will be able to give to machine some commands, we make nothing explode, but we see that something happened.
So this is the test bed.
Our way of working. We assembled the test bed, we connected to it, make some tests, see what the results, and found something.
And the heck something.
topology of test bed. I didn't press it. Topology was the visual controller on this network connected to this two Ethernet cables on a switch. And this display was giving information to a machine like that, maybe connected to it. Cables were closed, cortocircuitati. Oh,
I don't know, but it's okay.
shortened, yeah. What we used, something is legal. Brain.
Our brain, because it's important. We still have a couple of neurons around. And map to meet.
Is brain and is brain an aching tool? Is it legal in Germany?
I don't know. I'm not that sure. Then, this is of course to be sure to not forget to not lose small and stupid things. Wireshark to zoom in. And for example, we discovered that Wireshark perfectly supports the CIP standard. And then some scripts, some commands, some hacks, our experience, and so on.
CIP is Common Industrial Protocol. It's one of the protocols used to communicate in this environment. Obviously, we start with some port scanning to search for services, and we try to interact with these services. The real problem is we had not so much time as we want, because this was a real cost for the company, because they were investing in one engineer with us for the whole day working on this, and us working on this. So they wanted to be sure that nothing very bad was happening, but in my opinion, something more was to
be
found.
We could have done some more. Yeah, some
the good news, the bad news is fucking services very bad configured and so on. The good news is you can do nothing through those services to reconfigure, change the act, the way of acting of the device. The same for the display. Could be accessed. You can do a lot of things, but nothing that can change his way of acting. We had not enough time to work on this because, in my opinion, it was very, very bad.
It was going to be shit, yeah.
As we said before,
we have some cross-site script scripting on the web managing interface, but the nice thing is about Wireshark and CIP, I think.
Yeah, as he said before, clear text traffic with a known protocol that Ether Wireshark is able to decode, but does not exist in this moment available to the public a program that is able to inject or interact with this protocol. But we already know about it. The real problem was about denial of service because those devices are really silly. So very stupid operations were able to make it crash completely unresponsive, even for 3 minutes. In this case, you don't know what's happening on the real machine.
And the bad thing is that whenever you try to explain these things to the companies they produce this crap, they answer, oh, but why should you send a ping to my machine? Say, idiot, it's for a test. That's why. Do you understand if your TCP IP stack is okay or it's not okay?
Okay, we are fast enough. Five. We are at the end. Okay, resume. So, our consideration. Those devices are really simple to DOS. We already know about it. Some stupidity in it.
There are some stupid things, but nothing so bad. Let's say average stupidity.
But, as we said before, if we had a tool able to interact with the protocol, we can do more. For this reason, we made a little to-do list about things to do. First of all, involve more people. If you are interested in this problem, if you have something to say, please contact us, write us, drink a grappa with us, do something, but collaborate with the project. Collaborating with the University of Verona, we are trying to release a periodic bulletin about market status made on some questionnaires compiled by some customers, and obviously to create as much articles about case histories as we can. Obviously, we have also some coders inside our team, so we'll try to write some tools.
For the CIP injector.
Yeah, and to release that methodology we were talking before.
Maybe under the OSDEM. I hope so. I would like to.
Conclusion, very fast. We already said about it. Divide. You cannot put security on single device, so divide, filter. I don't know if it's about security, but often redundancy will save your ass, so use it
often.
And documentation is important, but must be updated. And also policy, it's okay to write it, but you must apply it.
Have them. And then, disable, well, again, I do think that all the things on my back are clear, so clear to us that we came from the IT, but they are not so clear in the SCADA environment. One thing that we found, it is not so easy. We have been able to test, to pen test and to analyze power plants, water suppliers and whatever, so I mean big environments. It is not so easy as it could seem to have a test bed for these guys. Okay, Enel, the power distribution company in Italy, they have a test bed, but it took them like 2 years and a half to have them them to have it ready to go and to be tested.
We put as much bibliography as we can.
As we could, yeah.
The point from start is the first link.
NIST.
It's the Bible about SCADA is not very deep, but will give a very large point of view, and then you are able to deep each argument. The second link and the third are two talks by some colleague that are really funny because they are explaining how they defeated during a commercial visit some some critical infrastructure. So real fun. The other links are obviously interesting. Feel free to consult it.
Yeah, and go around.
Say thank you to...
We have to say thank you to Studio Miliani because this guy helped us for free to do all the nice effects that we have been able to show you. So thanks
all
so much
videos.
To them. Video clips, audios, layout, the t-shirt, whatever.
Non ho dimenticato Italian Graffa. È sul video proprio. Lo mettiamo.
So, one more minute.
Okay, during question time.
Question time.
Italian Graffa.
Clever. Clever questions will receive some grappa.
Not much. Not much.
Thank you, guys. The question.
I was wondering, you talked about antivirus and that you can run it because you needed real-time performance. But the platform that's most susceptible to viruses, Windows, is not a real-time operating system. This confuses me.
The problem is about that real-time operation happens. The grappa is for you. The real-time operation happens on on the devices that are really tailored to do some specific tasks, and the HME usually is a Windows software, often a Windows software running on a standard PC.
Italian grappa.
Oh, press ESC, please. Press ESC. While the human-machine interface is running a standard operating system that is monitoring those devices. The operating system is not real-time, we know about it, but managing that data is often important. Also, some vendors try to implement encryption or to implement antivirus. I think that ClamAV is open source. Also some IPsec stacks are free and open source. And some vendors try to implement it on their small and tailored devices to manage the data, but it didn't work very well. There are some examples of still sold on the market devices that you can put in a transparent way to encrypt, for example, information, but all those devices will insert a latency and that make people things not working fine.
For the Windows devices, if you use the NVIDIA chipset on ASUS boards, maybe?
For the Windows device?
For Windows computers, there's an NVIDIA chipset, many people know it, I think, on standard PC motherboards, and they have a hardware firewall functions. So you can have a packet filter on a Windows machine without performance penalties, okay?
Grappa for you. The problem, as usual, as I said before, is not about a technological problem. Some tools are available. Some things can be done. The problem is with implementing this, is not doing it. The vendors are not often, they are not proposing the right solution because of they need cheaper solutions.
But that would avoid your patch problem and your upgrade problem and your performance problem on the Windows platform.
The performance problem exists. It is often an excuse for people to refuse to implement it, but the problem exists. You have to manage it as usual, but the problem exists.
More questions.
Who wants grappa or questions? Grappa or question? What's the difference? Why is everyone going out? Ah, you wanted only grappa?
No. Crazy. No.
More question, or you can say you goodbye? Goodbye.